Hi. This week the question is, are you enslaved to sin? Many people enslave themselves to creditors because they have not controlled their spending. But there's another way people enslave themselves. Many people enslave themselves to sinful practices, which they know are wrong, but they can't seem to stop it either. For example, many men know that pornography is wrong, but they can't seem to stop themselves from seeking porn. When their families are in bed sleeping, some men slip away and search for porn sites on the internet. Others are enslaved to phone sex, amassing enormous phone bills and charges, speaking about sex with a total stranger. And others go all the way and hire prostitutes. Some men are entrapped, and they know that this is wrong because God has ordained that the only lawful sex is between a husband and his own wife. In 1 Corinthians 7, verses 1 through 5, the Bible says, "Now concerning the things of which you wrote to me, it's good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another, except with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control." So, according to this passage, the only lawful sex is between a man and his wife. But many men find themselves enslaved to pornography and other forms of illicit sex, and they know that it's wrong, and they hate themselves after they do it. They might even make a vow to themselves that they'll never again do it, but before long they find themselves giving in to the temptation one more time. There seems to be no hope. Jesus said this in John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The truth, Jesus said, can make us free. Free from what? Truth can make us free from sin. Sin, like the addiction to pornography or addiction to drugs or addiction to alcohol, we can be set free from all of these things. Sin promises fun and excitement, but it brings shame and disappointment. Sin promises love and true intimacy, but actually it brings loneliness and broken homes. Sin promises satisfaction, but only creates frustration as a person wants more and more of his sin. Sin promises happiness, but brings about disease, worries, and selfish behavior. If you're listening to this message and have an addiction, let me offer these basic words of help. First, admit that you have a problem. It's impossible to overcome an addiction until you admit that you are addicted. The Bible says in 1 John 1, verses 8 and 9, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So the first step in becoming free from the slavery of addiction is to confess that you have a problem. Second, cut off all the things that pertain to your sin. Don't just put your drugs, alcohol, or tobacco in a locked cabinet. Throw them away completely. Don't just hide your pornography. Burn it. Burn the bridges behind you. Get rid of your computer and TV if you have to. Jesus said it like this in Matthew 5, verse 29 and 30. "If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it's more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell." You would be better off never watching another movie for the rest of your life than to be lost in hell because of lust. Third, make yourself accountable. Find a close friend who's willing to help you with your addiction. Let this friend know where you are at all times and what you're doing. The Bible says this in Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 and 10, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. When you feel tempted to return to your sin, call this friend up and have him meet you and be with you until the crisis is over. Fourth, pray for strength. There's strength in praying to God. Prayer reminds us that God's watching us. Prayer reminds us of our duties to God. God blesses those who pray to Him. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, Jesus said, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened." It's impossible to sincerely pray to God while looking at pornography. It's impossible to pour a drink of alcohol and pray to God at the same time. It's impossible to ingest drugs and be sincerely praying to God for help at the very same time. Now, these are just some of the things that we can do which will truly help us overcome enslavement to addictions. Those who want can become free from sin. If you've never obeyed the gospel, you can receive forgiveness from all of your past sins by taking four simple steps. The Bible teaches that you must believe in Jesus as the Son of God, John 3:16. You must repent of all your sins, Luke 13:3. You must confess verbally your faith in Christ, Romans 10:10, and you must be baptized in water for the remission of sins, Acts 2:38. If we can help you to overcome sin in your life, please call on us, and together let's fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of eternal life, as 1 Timothy 6:12 teaches us. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week as we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.